Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
James McCann joins us now on the Chrysler, St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, James. How are you?
Good morning, James.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Oh, we're doing great, and we know you're doing great. It's been a lot of fun to watch your season, and certainly you're doing stuff in the community as well. You're up and out early this morning, heading to Lurie's Children's Hospital to talk to some kids and to offer your presence and support to a lot of kids that are struggling in town. Tell us about this idea of going to an All-Star game. Would this be beyond even your imagination? Did you expect this to happen for you when you got here?
Man, that would be a dream come true. That would be you know, something that you dream about as a kid, and you know, you work for and you work for and you work for, but you know, it becoming a reality, it'd definitely be a dream come true.
James, you've really been effective at the plate. You batted cleanup. You're hitting .329. You're doing everything right, and it seems like you've made some adjustments. You opened your stance. How much has that played a role, or what is it this season about? It seems like you're seeing the ball better and taking advantage of those opportunities.
Yeah, I think opening up my stance has really helped me. The big thing for me opening up the stance, what it's done is it's gotten my body out of the way and allowed me to use my hands better. And I'm not missing pitches that I was fouling off in the past. And that's really kind of been my big thing is not trying to do too much, staying within myself and take what's given to me. And it's been successful so far.
Tell us about the work you do with the pitching staff. I mean, we played Lucas Giolito coming in. Every time he pitches, he talks about how much you have aided him and the work you do on every hitter. Has that always been a strength of yours? Give us an example of how you are aiding him in calling the game.
Well, it's something that I've learned over the course of my career. I was lucky to have Brad Ausmus as a manager when I came up as a rookie, and he had caught 18 years in the big league. So he showed me how he did scouting reports and prepared for games and for series, and I kind of took what he showed me and kind of made it my own, to be honest. And so what I do is before every series, I look over numbers and I come up with a game plan, and then I have a general scouting report, and then I watch some video to go along with those numbers, and then I kind of tailor each of those reports to the individual pitcher. So for a guy like Gio, you know, I can give him a report before a start saying, hey, with this hitter, we can throw the fastball here. You know, your curveball is going to be better than your slider, and your changeup is going to be, you know, even better than that. So that way he has a better idea going into a game that, you know, when you know, there's runs on second, third, and two outs and the three hitters up, what are we going to go to right here? And he's already prepared for that instead of trying to think on the fly.
James, when we talk about the All-Star game, we talk about maybe Lucas Giolito or Justin Verlander being the starter for the American League. You're familiar with both guys. I've heard you talk about both guys and draw some similarities between the two. Now, nobody's going to suggest that Giolito is going to have the kind of career that Verlander has had, because I think that would be maybe getting ahead of ourselves a little bit. But what similarities do you see in a young Lucas Giolito that remind you of Justin Verlander?
Well, the biggest thing for me right now is the confidence. He's got the confidence that Verlander has. He knows every time he steps on the mound that he's going to do something special. He knows that he's got elite stuff that doesn't matter who's in the box, doesn't matter what lineup he's facing. And now with that being said, you know, that doesn't always mean that you go 7-8 innings and you can give up 1-2 runs and you know, have that unreal start. You know, even a guy like Verlander has rough starts at times, but the thing that's very similar is the confidence that, you know, he knows every time he steps on the mound, his stuff is going to be better than anybody, and he keeps his routine. He doesn't change his routine, whether you know, he gives up a 3-run homer in the first. He doesn't change anything for the second inning or the third inning. He just keeps going back at it and keeps that same routine every day and every inning.
Let us be the first to wish you a happy birthday. I know it's a day early. You turn 29 tomorrow, I believe. Tell us about your part in this rebuild. The White Sox are in the midst of a rebuild, and they're bringing up young pitchers, and they're, you know, maybe another one coming fairly soon. Do you feel like this could be a place for you long term? Are you, you signed a 1-year deal. Are you anxious to test the market? Are you worried about trade possibilities, or do you feel like this can be a place where you can settle and grow?
You know, I would love to be here long term. I've really enjoyed being in Chicago. My family loves it here. The clubhouse is a lot of fun. A lot of young talent, a lot of good guys in there. So that's definitely, you know, on my mind. I'd love to be here, but at the same time, I also know that there's a business side to the game, and as a player, you can't control that all the time. So I try not to think about it. I try to just take it day for day and take it for what it is. And you know, I know that God has a plan, and He has me exactly where He wants me right now.
You know, James, when you look at the White Sox bullpen, Alex Colomé, 14-14 in saves, that stands out. But the bullpen, I don't think the expectations were that high heading into this season. They probably have exceeded them. They've been very good, whether it's Bummer or Evan Marshall. They've been guys who have given the Sox more than maybe some of their fans anticipated. What's been the secret down there, and how would you describe the role the bullpen has played this year so far?
Well, I think you have to give those guys a lot of credit for what they've done. You named two guys that have done extremely well for us, and there are three, including Colomé. But the biggest thing for me is they come in, they throw strikes. As a guy in the bullpen, you got to come in, you got to pound the zone, and you have to give yourself a chance. And that's what they've done so well. They come in and they're in attack mode, and that doesn't matter whether they come in with nobody out and nobody out, or if they come in with bases loaded and nobody out. They come in and they attack, and that's the most important thing for a guy at the bullpen.
What is it like as a catcher when a team is going through so many different starters in the rotation? You know, certainly Carlos Rodon going down was a disappointment for everyone. Dylan Covey is coming back now. Manny Benuelos wasn't considered to be a guy that you'd be relying on at the beginning of the year. Certainly, Drisimar Despaigne wasn't a guy that was even signed earlier in the year. How difficult is it for you to kind of go to school on these guys, you know, do your work with each hitter, and then try to apply it to what you know from these pitchers?
Well, I said this several times. At this level, any guy that comes up here to pitch, we all have the same goal and the same desire, and that's to win. So that makes it easy in the sense that we're going to do everything we can to get on the same page. We're going to do everything we can to bring out that guy's best, whatever it may be. With that being said, it is difficult, trying to learn a new pitcher, trying to gain trust with that pitcher basically, you know, overnight. You see pitcher-catcher relationships that have, you know, gone on for years. When you got guys like Wainwright and Molina in St. Louis that have been together for, you know, however many years it is. I'm sure Molina could catch that guy in his sleep. So there is something to that relationship between a pitcher and catcher. But at the same time, you know, everyone's professional. Pitchers come in, they know what they know that their arsenal is, and they, you know, kind of give you a report, kind of tell you, hey, this is what I like to do. And as a catcher, it's your job to do everything you can to get on the same page as them and make them feel as comfortable as possible.
James, the Sox have a fun clubhouse. You guys have a good time out there. The pregame dancing, you got involved last week against the Indians, little pregame jig. Do you have another one of those in you? Is that a one-time deal?
Those moves are probably a one-time deal, but they may call me back out to dance at some point.
Hey, James, thanks a ton. Appreciate you jumping on with us this morning, and good luck to you, sir.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks
for having me on.
That's James McCann. He is heading out to Lurie's Children's Hospital doing God's work.
He's going to visit his families, deliver some gift cards. He's very active in the community.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.